the perfect recipe for the yummiest meal ever? And could that be different for everybody? But is it possible that if you follow the right recipe, that you'll get the really yummy meal? And the neuro-linguistic program folks in the world, the NLPers, will suggest that that's what excellence, or where excellence can come from, is you have a look at what the best in the world are doing and copy it, follow it, do it the same way. So for example, if there's a master chef in the kitchen and you follow that master chef around the kitchen and do exactly what they do, then it's possible that you too could create a magnificent yummy meal, the same as they do. Now, the missing ingredient there, of course, is passion. Is it possible that if you don't have passion for your exciting recipe, that it might not come out quite the same? So here's a great question. Is there a recipe for having a very special, fun, happy, awesome day that you love every day? Is it possible to turn those 1 days into 7 days of a week, into 31 or 30 days of a month, into 365 days of every year? And is it possible to have a great day every day for the rest of your life? Most people will say, impossible, can't be done. What if there was a recipe, and what if you followed the recipe? And would you be more likely to achieve what you want to achieve if there was a proven recipe? So how about this? Let's have a look at some of the things that the best in the world suggest about having a great day every day and see if you could apply some of those to your life, or if you already are, and give yourself a huge pat on the back and say, of course I'm happy every day, and here's the reason why. So it's been suggested that you do what you're the most passionate about. Do you have a career that you love? Do you have a business that you're excited about? Do you have a sport that you love to play? Something that you're doing in your life is the thing that you are the most passionate about, which of course then gives you a purpose to get up and you love every day. Woohoo! How much time do you have to invest every day into a great life? How long does it take to cook that great meal? And again, the experts, the people who have great lives, will tell you that if you're doing what you're the most passionate about, every day is a great day. Every day feels like it goes really fast because every minute is focused on making sure that you are doing what you love and you are heading towards the goal or the purpose that you want to achieve, which of course makes the day go really quickly. But what are the littlest things, the tiniest things, what's the smallest amount you can do every day to make sure that that cake of life, that brilliant day, that all the ingredients come together in the fastest way possible to make sure that you have the four parts of life that seem to be the most important? What do you reckon? Your health and fitness, your body is in great shape physically and mentally, you have a career or business that you love, you're financially free so you don't have to be concerned or worried or stressed about money, and you have awesome people in your life, respectful people, kind people, loving people, people who love you, and it's easy. Those relationships that aren't stressful, aren't compromising or sacrificing, or you have to change to make the person happy, they're just great relationships. How do you make that happen on a day-to-day basis? So once again, the best in the world suggests be passionate, and then every day ask yourself several times throughout the day, is what I'm doing right now heading me towards or away from those four big areas of my life? Is this helping me to be healthy, fit and strong? Is this part of my excellent, fun, passionate career path or business? Is this helping me to become financially free? And is this making sure that I'm a great communicator so I can attract beautiful people into my life and keep them? So number one is passion. Number two is a continual and regular focus on yourself and your goals throughout the day to make sure that things are heading in the right direction. Number three, of course, is are you really fit? How long does it take to get fit? Is it possible that it's so short as 10 seconds? Because to get puffed takes about 10 seconds. And if you did that throughout every day, that tiny amount of time, what if you pumped happy drugs into your brain every 15 minutes, for example? I call it four puffs an hour. And if that made you fit, and this is the experts suggest that if you overload your cardiovascular and respiratory system, your endocrine and your central nervous system with making it work as hard as it possibly can, that you will get fit. And when you are fit, you'll have a body that works well. And is it possible that if your body's working well, then every other part of your life will be even better? So do what you're passionate about. Focus on your purpose, be really fit, then what about strong? Is it possible that on your journey to achieve a great life, to do the things that you want to do, to have great people in your life, that there's going to be people who try and pull you down, knock you over, gossip about you, criticize you, tell you that you can't do it? Is it possible that we need to be strong? Is it possible that life will throw challenges at us, that things will happen that we have no control over, the weather, the traffic, things that happen in the world, whether it's a medical crisis, a financial crisis, Mother Nature gets cranky on a regular basis with floods and earthquakes and bushfires and all the things that happen in the world. Is it possible that if you're really strong mentally and physically, that you'll be able to handle all of those even better and you'll be able to think more clearly? And is it possible that to get strong doesn't take very long? What's the tiniest amount of exercise you can do to get strong? The experts again suggest, and as you would know as an exercise professional, if you are, as I am, get very excited about, that the human body just requires overload. And the more muscles you use at the same time, the harder or heavier you lift or harder you push them, including all the other systems, the endocrine hormonal system, the central nervous system, the respiratory, cardiovascular, skeletal, muscular system. When you push them really hard, your hormonal system fires up and everything works much harder. And when you do big exercises, which of course give you big results and you use lots of muscles at the same time, A, you lift heavy, B, that means it takes longer to recover, to super compensate and get stronger, which of course means it doesn't take long to get strong because all you've got to do is 1, 2, maybe 3 exercises twice a week, but really only once a week or every 10 days if you're lifting really heavy, and you can have a really strong body, every part of your body, in about, get puffed a few times every day, lift something heavy once, maybe twice a week, and you now have a fit, strong body for the rest of your life. And it takes a few minutes a week rather than hours. Excites the hell out of me. How about you? And is it possible that if you are fit and strong, that the rest of your life, literally, you can handle all challenges better and you can enjoy all the wow things even more because you've got a body that can keep up with you? Is it possible that if you invest a little bit of time every day on growing as a person, and there's this great quote I was taught a very long time ago, number one, be before you are and you will become. And the other one that I really like is if you work harder on yourself than you do on your job, you'll get really good at your job. You'll be very valuable to your business. The people that are in the same career path as you won't have a chance to compete with you because you're working harder on yourself than you are on your job. Most people work hard on their job to impress their boss or their customers. But if you just keep becoming a better person, a stronger person, a wiser person, a tougher person, a person that can handle challenges better, a person who's calm under pressure, and is it possible that all those things happen when you are healthy, fit and strong? Is it possible then you'll become more valuable to your career path or your business, which means you earn more money? How much time do you have to invest into that? Could it be a couple of minutes every day, half an hour a day? If you are studying, why not study, be the best that you can possibly be, learn all that you possibly can? I unfortunately have to deal with a lot of people who do just enough to get by. I listen to people going through university who talk to me about doing just enough to get past the exam. I have students in my own college who share with me, do I have to do all of it? Do I have to watch all the videos? Do I have to do all the sessions? And I always ask this question: what do you want to learn versus what do you not want to learn? What is it that you don't want to know about how the human body works and how effective exercise is on turning the body into a fat-burning machine, virus and disease-fighting machine, high-performance, amazing machine? I want to learn it all. How about you? So why not invest a little bit of time every day? There's 24 hours in a day. What if you invest 15 minutes or half an hour or an hour? I have students who invest 10 hours every day because they want to be the best at what they do. So they study full time and keep learning and want to keep learning. What if you invested a little bit of time every day into your health and fitness, a little bit of time every day into becoming much better at what you do, a little bit of time into your wealth creation plan, put a little bit away to make sure that you can either retire financially free, that you can retire early if you want to, or not have to retire at all. Just keep doing what you love to do, but not go to work because you have to, but go to work because you want to and you are already financially free, so that if you don't go to work, you still earn as much money as you need to have a fantastic life and do all the things that you want to do. What if you invested a little bit of time every day into your financial plan, into your savings plan, into your finances, so that you are financially free as soon as possible? And then every day, the best in the world will tell you that they have the best relationships because they invest time in those relationships. And it often isn't a lot of time, it's just quality time. And I hate saying that because it's an overused word. But one of the things that I really love is a parent shared with me that children spell love, T-I-M-E, and that being with your children, not above them, not telling them, but actually on the floor with them or at eye height with them, investing time with them and helping them, inspiring them, motivating them to be beautiful people. And it's one of the best ways, the best examples we can give our children is to live the example. I remember very clearly at 13 years of age trying to find people who were 50 and older, who were healthy, fit and strong, who had careers or businesses that they loved, they were financially free, and they had great people in their life. And you might have some in your life, but I couldn't find any. So I set a goal that I would be the person that if a young child or a teenager ever came to me when I was over 50 and said to me, "Miss, is it possible to be healthy, fit and strong for your whole life? Is it possible to have a career that you love for your whole life? Is it possible to be financially free? And is it possible to have only great people in your life, respectful, kind, loving people?" My answer would be, "Hell yes." And how long does that take? Well, here's a great question. There's 24 hours in the day. They're going to pass us by anyway. Days can go past really quickly. If your life's horrible or you're doing something you don't love to do, the day seems to take a really long time. So what if we were passionate about what we did? We were healthy, fit and strong so we could think clearly, fight diseases, be productive, have great self-esteem and do all the things that we want to do so that we can add massive value to our business or our career, which means we will be financially free, which means we are more likely to attract people into our lives. Because is it possible that if you're grumpy, miserable, unhealthy, overweight, out of shape, fat, sick, tired, depressed, have a career or job that you absolutely hate, you're broke and complaining about money all the time, is it possible that your relationship might not work either? Is it possible that the recipe for a great life is a healthy, fit, strong person who is doing something they're passionate about, who is financially free, who has great people in their life, but most importantly, they love the person that they are? Is it possible that the most important in your important person in your life could be you? And if you love you and you are excited about who you are becoming, is it possible that every day, 365 days of every year, could be awesome? What a great question. Woohoo!